From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Governor Rick Scott visited Audubon's Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary in Collier County today to announce a proposed $1.7 billion investment in Florida's environment next year. That's a $220 million increase over the current budget. WGCU's John Davis reports environmental advocates are celebrating the recommendation, but whether state lawmakers will go along with the governor's proposals remains to be seen.
Governor Scott's eighth and final budget proposal includes $355 million for Everglades restoration, $55 million for freshwater springs, $100 million for post-Irma beach restoration, and a $40 million increase in spending for state parks. Scott's budget proposal would also provide $50 million for the state's main land conservation program, Florida Forever. Prior to the Great Recession, Florida Forever had been funded to the tune of some $300 million. In this year's state budget, lawmakers did not give the program any money. Audubon Florida Executive Director Eric Draper and Everglades Foundation CEO Eric Eichenberg were among those praising the announcement, and Scott says he's confident lawmakers can find the money to fund his environmental proposals if they make them a priority.
We have dramatically increased our revenues in the state. We're walking into budget surpluses. We have the money, if you look at the budget. And in my budget, when it'll come out, we'll still have reserves. So we have the money to do this.
But recent projections from the state's chief economist, Amy Baker, paint a darker picture. She recently told Senate budget drafters that a projected surplus of just $50 million has already been wiped out by Hurricane Irma recovery costs, and that lawmakers should expect to be working with a budget shortfall when they convene the 2018 legislative session in January. John Davis, WGCU News.